I'd like to sing again.
我希望我们可以继续唱下去。
But I want to sing the same song.
而且唱同一首诗。
But I want to change the words a little bit.
但是我想改一下歌词。
Whether or not he's your Lord or not isn't going to change the fact that Jesus Christ is Lord.
不管耶稣是不是我们个人的主，他永远是主。
He is Lord. The world, maybe by and large, doesn't acknowledge that, but Jesus Christ is Lord.
他是主，不管这个世界是不是认为他是主，他永远是主。
But I think the more important question tonight is he your Lord?
但是今天很重要的一个问题，他是你的主吗？
Has your tongue confessed? Has your knee bowed?
是不是你的口里可以承认，你可以向他跪拜？
And have you made him Lord of your life?
他成为你生命的主。
I had mentioned this morning in the English service that I get the theme or the topic for the conference, and sometimes if I speak in the mornings, then I steal Brother Yu's message in the evening, and if he speaks in the morning, then he steals my message in the evening.
今天早上我在英文组的聚会，我跟大家分享过，每一年当我得到特会的主题的时候，那如果我是早上分享信息的话，我很可能就讲了余牧师要讲的。如果余牧师是早上讲的话，他可能就讲了我要讲的道。
Did I say all that? But this year it's going to be different because when I looked at the theme, I thought, wow, there's a lot in there, so much in there. I don't know which direction to head in, and I headed to Romans 14 where it says that the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but it's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit.
但是今年呢，我们不会讲重复的道，因为当我受到这个主题的时候，我知道神的国有这么多可以讲的。当我寻求的时候，神就让我来到罗马书十四章，因为神的国不在乎吃喝，乃在公义、和平，并圣灵里的喜乐。
If we are in the kingdom, then Jesus Christ is Lord.
如果我们在神的国里，那耶稣基督他就是主。
If Jesus Christ isn't Lord, then you're not part of the kingdom. He is king, and if you're not making him Lord, then you're not in that same kingdom that he reigns over as Lord.
但是如果耶稣基督不是我们的主，那我们就不在他的国度里面，因为他的国度里面他是王。
And I'm sure it's his desire that not only is he the Lord of the world and the universe and everybody in it, but that you make him Lord of your life.
我相信神的旨意不单是在这个全地万有都称他为主，而你我也称他为主。
And so maybe we could make it more personal, that little chorus that we just sang. Maybe we could sing it this way. He's my Lord, he's my Lord.He has risen from the dead, and he's my Lord. And my knee has bowed, and my tongue confessed that Jesus Christ is Lord.
所以我们应该把这个成为我们个人的。所以当我们唱这首诗的时候，我们要说他是我的主，他是我的主。我的口里承认，我的膝向他跪拜，因为他是我的主。
Have you made him Lord of your life?
是不是他也是你的主？
Then you can probably sing it real well.
那我们就可以这样子的唱。
He's my Lord.
他是我的主。
He's my Lord. He has risen from the dead, and he's my Lord.
他是我主。
And my knee and my tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. One more time. He's my Lord. He's my Lord. He's my Lord. He has risen from the dead.And my knee has bowed, and my tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him.
向他敬拜，
耶稣基督。 你配得 of all our glory and honor, we give it to you, Lord.
荣耀的主啊，我们把一切的尊荣都给你。
Lord, we've gathered in your name. We're in your presence. We're here to worship and to honor you this night.
我们在你的同在里面敬拜你。
Have your way with us, Lord.
主啊，今天你晚上在我们中间有你的道路。
We're not among the group that say, Lord, Lord, but don't do what you say.
我们不是一群人，我们口里称你为主，但是我们却不这样行。
Lord, have your way with every one of us.
今天晚上在我们当中，你有路。
Make us those of your kingdom that can follow your call and do your will as you dictated to us from your word.
让我们在你的国度里面听从你的话语，遵行你的旨意。
So Lord, give us ears to hear tonight.
让我们今天晚上都有可听的耳。
Give us hearts to respond, Lord, to your word.
让我们的心都可以回应你的呼召，你的话语。
Whatever I say can be tossed out to the side, but Lord, if it's your word and you are Lord, then we're going to be obedient.
如果是出于我的话语，可以把它放在一边；但是如果是出于神的话语，主啊，你让我们可以顺服。
So help us, we pray.
主啊，帮助我们。
We thank you for it in Jesus' name.
感谢主，祷告奉耶稣的名。
Amen. Well, if you have your Bible, I'd like you to turn with me to a few different portions, and beginning with John chapter 15.
我们先来看几处的圣经。我们先翻到约翰福音十五章。
In thinking about the kingdom of God, I thought through the scriptures how many different places we find that the kingdom of God is unique in that the Spirit of God causes those who are in the kingdom of God to live a certain kind of lifestyle.
当我们想到神的国的时候，我们就想到圣灵他在神的百姓中间做一些的事情，使他们在生活里面可以彰显神的国度。
And apart from the help of the Spirit of God, it's almost impossible for us to live the way we're supposed to live.
没有圣灵，我们就没有办法活出国度的生活。
And Jesus put it very succinctly when he said, "Without me, you can't do anything."
就像耶稣很明白地告诉我们，除了我以外，你不能做什么。
And so in order to serve, in order to love one another, in order to have unity among one another, with one another, the peace that is part of the kingdom takes the Spirit of God.
所以如果我们要彼此能够彼此的相爱，能够生活侍奉在一起，要彼此的和睦，有合一，我们需要圣灵。
And every one of those areas in the kingdom of God that come under the jurisdiction of the Holy Spirit are peculiar to the Christians, peculiar to the kingdom of God. The world doesn't know anything about it.
因为这个世界不明白，但是这是专专属于神的百姓在国度里面的。
The way that we love one another is different than people in the world that don't understand what love really is all about.
我们彼此相爱的方式是世界所不明白的，他们不知道如何彼此相爱。
The way that we serve one another in the love of Christ is again something that's different than the world understands about serving one another.
我们在爱的里面彼此服侍，这也是世界所不能明白的，因为他们没有这样子的爱。
The way we forgive one another is different from what the world would do.
我们彼此能够饶恕，这也是世界所没有的。
And these are all principles that you find of people, characteristics of people who live in the kingdom. This is what we're like. This is what we do.
这些都是神的百姓在国度的百姓里面生活上的一个特质。
One of the things that the Holy Spirit wants to do in your heart individually and in the church collectively and in His bride universally is He wants to fill us with His joy.
其中有一件事情，圣灵希望在你我个人里面，在他的教会里面，还有他的心腹里面所做的，就是让我们有喜乐。
Now that verse I quoted from Romans 14 says the kingdom of God is joy in the Holy Ghost, in the Holy Spirit.
刚刚我们看到的罗马书十四章里面，他就说神的国其实是圣灵里的喜乐。
So it's something different than what the world would suggest to you is joy.
所以喜乐这不是世界所能给我们的。
This quality of joy that Jesus offers, he speaks about, he goes as far as to say, the world doesn't give that kind of joy. The world can't give that joy to you. It's my joy, and I want to give you my joy.
主耶稣说，我要把我的喜乐给你们。耶稣所给我们的喜乐是世界所不能给我们的。
In John 15:11, Jesus is speaking to his disciples right before going to the cross.
在约翰福音十五章，耶稣在他上十字架之前，他对他的门徒说
：“And in that verse he says, I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete。
这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
”Again, Jesus is saying this. Jesus is speaking. I want my joy, the joy that I have, I want it to be in you.And I want your joy to be full or to be complete.
这是耶稣对我们说的话。他说，我要把我的喜乐给你们，使你们心里有喜乐，而且你们可以喜乐充满。
In the same message that Jesus was giving again as they were going out to the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus said to them in 16:22, So with you now is your time of grief, but I will see you again and you will rejoice and no one will take away your joy.
在16章约翰福音16章，耶稣在去哥西马尼的路上，他仍然说，你们现在也是忧愁，但是我要再见你们，你们的心就喜乐了，这喜乐没有人能夺去。
If you remember who Jesus was speaking to, these were his disciples.
这是耶稣当时说话的对象是他的门徒。
These are a group of men that were not going to have it easy in the days to come.
因为这些人呢，在未来的日子里面，他的生活是非常的不容易的。
That very night it was going to begin, and it was going to be torturous for most of them throughout their pilgrimage.
就在当天晚上开始，他们就会遭到许多的逼迫，这是在他们的路程里面所没有经历过的。
The interesting thing is, although their life may not be free of difficulties, persecution or trials, their lives were marked by great joy.
但是很稀奇的一件事情，就是虽然说他们的生活里面会充满了各样的挑战和难处，但是他们生活上的记号却是喜乐。
Because the joy that Jesus gives transcends what's happening around you.
因为耶稣所赐给我们的喜乐是超越环境的。
It's not just, I'm happy today because everything's going my way and I had a good dinner and everything, I got good sleep last night, so I'm happy.
所以并不是如果我们今天吃得好睡得好我们就快乐，不是那样的快乐。
There's nothing wrong with being happy. There's nothing wrong with being happy.
当然快乐是件好事，那没有错。
But there's something better than just being happy because of circumstances that are happening around you.
但是呢，有一件事情可以比快乐更好的，是超过我们周围环境的。
I'll give you my joy. My joy will be complete in you, and it will remain in you, and it will nothing can take it away.
我要把我的喜乐赐给你们，存在你们的心里，使你们喜乐可以满足，而且没有人能够把它夺去。
In that same 16th chapter, if you just go down a couple more verses, Jesus goes back to it. He says, "Until now, you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask, and you'll receive."And your joy will be complete.
约翰福音十六章二十四节，向来你们没有奉我的名求什么，如今你们求就必得着，叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
In chapter 17, when he prays in verse 13, he prays, "I am coming to you now, but I say these things while I am still in the world, so that they may have the full measure of my joy within them."
十七章十三节，现在我往你那里去，我还在世上说这话，是叫他们心里充满我的喜乐。
So you can understand quite readily that what Jesus is offering to his disciples is a fullness of joy, a complete joy, a joy that the world can't give, and a joy that the world can't take away.
所以在这里我们可以看见，耶稣所留给他的门徒的是他的喜乐，让他的喜乐可以在门徒心里得着满足，而且这是世人所不能有的。也不能夺去的。
It's a quality of life on the inside. It's an overwhelming happiness, if I could use that word. It's a joy from the inside out.
所以这个喜乐呢，是从心里满意而发出来的喜乐。
It's like when I used to take my kids to McDonald's.
孩子小的时候，我常常带他们去麦当劳。
Yeah, I don't know if you do that with your kids or ever did that with your kids, but you walk into McDonald's and they see the big statue of Ronald standing there, and they already get happy.
我不晓得你们是不是也带你们的孩子去麦当劳，每次当他们进去看见那个麦当劳的这个像，他们就开始高兴了。
And then they get what they call a happy meal.
然后他们就得到他们的 happy meal.
Comes with a toy.
而且这个 Happy Meal 里面还有一个小玩具。
But then the icing on the cake used to be, no longer, at least in New York, I don't know about out here, but they used to have like playgrounds in the McDonald's.
从前呢，麦当劳还有一个可以小孩子玩的地方，我不知道现在有没有了。
We don't have them anymore in New York.
但是在纽约，在纽约已经没有儿童玩的地方了。
And, I'll take you up on that maybe. We'll talk later on. Brother Yu's inviting me to move to California, and then maybe we can...But my kids are too old for it. The grandkids will have to come.
云牧师邀请我搬到加州，但是我的孩子已经太大了。
But that just overwhelmed them with joy. That when they saw the balls that you jump in, and my son would get lost down at the bottom and disappear for a day, and then only he resurface.
当他们看见他们可以跳到那个球里面，就消失在那个球海里面，他们高兴的要命。
It's a poor analogy, but that's what the kind of joy Jesus gives us. That joy on the inside.
但是同样的，这就是神耶稣所给我们的喜乐，从里面发出来的。
We can sing with the songwriter, "All that thrills my soul is Jesus."
我们可以唱，唯有耶稣牧我心灵。
Or the other man that wrote the song, "Jesus is the joy of living. He's the king of life to me."
而且耶稣呢，他是我们的喜乐，他是我生命的王。
Or the other song that we sing that says it's joy unspeakable and full of glory, which comes right out of Peter's pen.
另外呢，我们也唱过，在我们心里有充满荣光的大喜乐，这是彼得所写的书信里面。
In Romans chapter 15, verse 13, it says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him."
罗马书十五章十三节，他说：“但愿使人有盼望的神，因信将诸般的喜乐充满你平安，充满你们的心。”
I like that verse. The God of hope fill you with all joy and peace, not a little bit.
我很喜欢这一节，他说：“使人有盼望的神，因信将诸般的各样的喜乐平安充满你们的心里。”
Now, all through the scriptures, not only Jesus speaking to his disciples, but then after the Holy Spirit came particularly and opened up this new way into the kingdom, a way of joy in the Holy Spirit.
在这里，耶稣不但讲，而且后来他赐下圣灵以后，就为我们开了一条路，可以进入这个国度里面，得着喜乐。
Paul wrote in all of his letters, all over the place, he's encouraging the Christians to be careful to maintain that joy.
所以保罗呢，在他的书信里面，各处都可以看见他鼓励圣徒们：你要保守这一份喜乐。
Don't allow a heaviness, a gloom, a shadow to get into your soul, into your heart.
不要让这些不要容忍任何的乌云、任何的忧愁、任何的沉重来影响你的心。
Paul writes the book to the Philippians, just four little chapters, and in those four chapters, 17 times he talks about rejoicing or joy.
在保罗写的腓立比书里面，短短的四章里面，他提到了十七次的喜乐，喜乐。
But he's not writing that from a very happy situation.
但是在他写书信的时候，并不是在处在一个很快乐的情况里面。
He's writing that as he's sitting in jail.
当他写书信的时候，他其实是在监狱里。
And he's sitting in jail, and he doesn't know when he's going to get out or if he's going to get out. And he's writing to them about just rejoice in the Lord. God's so great, God's so wonderful. Rejoice, and again I say, rejoice.
但是他写书信的时候，他在监狱里面，他不知道他能不能出去，什么时候出去。但是他却写给信徒们说：“你们要喜乐。”我再说，你们要喜乐。
In the book of 2 Corinthians, he writes about all that he had to go through, all the imprisonments and the perils in the sea and.Beaten with rods and left for dead, and he's going through all this stuff that he had to endure as a Christian.
在哥林多后书第六章，保罗写下了他所经过的各式各样的困难和逼迫，遭逼迫、被击打，各样的困难。
And in that letter, in the sixth chapter, he writes, "Sorrowful, but always rejoicing."
但是在同样的书信里面，在第六章第十节，他却说，似乎是忧愁的，却是常常快乐的。
That needs to mark our lives as God's kingdom people.
所以这必须成为我们做国度子民身上的一个记号。
I don't raise your hands all at once, but how many of you here tonight are sorrowful because of something going on in your life? How many of you here tonight have a heaviness because of some situation in family or work or whatever it might be? There are probably some of you that are feeling that.
我不知道在座有多少，我们今天来的时候心底是带着沉重带着忧愁的，因为我们的家庭问题工作问题健康问题各式各样的问题。
You know, I'm glad the Lord made it easy for his disciples. He made it easy for you and for me.
但是主却为我们使它成为一个容易的担子。
You know how you get rid of those feelings?
你知道我们可以卸下那些的感觉。
You start to rejoice in the Lord.
而可以在主里喜乐。
You start to praise him. You start to sing.
我们可以开始歌唱赞美他。
Wonderful Jesus, somebody wrote in one of his songs. In the heart he implants a song of deliverance, a song of courage, a song of strength.
就像有诗歌说，主把那个喜乐放在我们里面，他使我们可以歌唱，可以喜乐。
The Lord wants to put that song in your heart.
今天神也要把那首诗歌放在你我的心中。
He wants to put that into the congregation here in San Jose in Santa Clara.
神也要把这个喜乐放在我们教会里面。
He wants you to bring that song home with you when you leave tonight.
他希望你今天回去的时候把那个诗歌心里的诗歌带回去。
You know, when we come inside these four walls and we start to sing together and we start to rejoice and worship together, that's nice. It really is nice.
是的，当我们聚在一起的时候，我们一起歌唱赞美神是非常好。
But that's just warm-ups.
但是这只是暖身而已。
That's just for you to practice what you're supposed to be doing all the time at home.
这只是一个练习预演，让我们其实我们应该每天在家里就是这样的。
You say, no, we can't praise the Lord or worship the Lord all day long.
但是你说我们不可能每天都是唱歌敬拜赞美神整天。
My Bible and your Bible probably says the same thing. It says, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to our God. Next word. Continually.
但是我们圣经上却告诉我们说，我们要把颂赞和尊荣归给我们的神，而且是一直的，常常的。
Sometimes the sacrifice is costly, right? Sacrifices cost something.
但是要我们献上这样子的祭，其实是要付代价的。
See, the Bible doesn't say praise the Lord or rejoice in the Lord when you feel like it. If everything's going your way and you're happy,
圣经上并没有说，当你们快乐的时候，事情都很顺利的时候，你就歌唱赞美神。
The Bible says, I don't care if you're happy or not. Praise the Lord and rejoice in Him always.
但是圣经上却告诉我，不管你的感觉怎么样，你要常常在主里喜乐，在歌唱赞美。
And offer to Him that sacrifice of praise continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name.
所以这就是我们要常常献上我们嘴唇的祭，就是我们歌唱赞美他的祭。
You say, yeah, I know you talk about singing, but I can't sing.
你说但是我不会唱歌啊。
You don't have to have a good voice. The Bible doesn't say you have to have a good voice to sing praise to the Lord or rejoice in Him. If you have breath, you're supposed to praise the Lord.
但是圣经上并没有说，如果你有美好的歌声，你就要歌唱赞美神。圣经上说，凡有气息的都要赞美神。
But I have bad breath.
但你说
It doesn't say bad or good breath. It says breath.
但是不管你有气息，不管什么味道，你都可以赞美神。
Look at the person next to you and tell me, are they breathing?
看看你周围的人，他们还活着吗？还有气息吗？
In some cases, you're not too sure anymore, right? Yeah, they're breathing. They probably are. If they're breathing, they should be also rejoicing.
所以如果他们还有气息还活着，他们就应该赞美，就应该喜乐。
And don't tell them this, but if they're not rejoicing, something's wrong.
但是如果我们没有喜乐，有事情不对劲了。
Because again, Psalm 150, the last verse, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord, if you feel like it, doesn't say that. It's a command, it's in the imperative, you have to, because God knows it's best.
在诗篇150篇最后的说，凡有气息的都要赞美耶和华，这是一个命令，这不是说你快乐就好，因为神知道，他知道什么是对我们最好的。
Now, of course, this all presupposes that we're in the kingdom of God. We belong to Jesus.
那现在假设我们都在神的国度里面，我们属于耶稣。
But it also takes a change in our thinking, I believe, sometimes, in our mindset.
但是呢，我们还需要心意更新而变化。
Don't ever get into the bad habit of justifying your groans and moans and complaints and murmurs because you're not happy.
所以，让我们不要有这个坏习惯。当我们在 抱怨心情不好的时候我们总是找理由
And don't ever at least tell me Well, if you knew my situation If you knew how bad my boss was at work And if you knew how austere my husband was And if you knew who my children were And if you knew If you knew me Then you would know, understand Why I am so dull and dreary And despairing And melancholia has hit
不要到四处的找理由说你不了解我的环境你因为你没有我的老板你没有像我那样子的先生像我那样子的孩子这就是为什么我现在不喜乐我这么的忧虑我这么的沮丧
Because the Bible has myriad of illustrations that teach us it's independent of your circumstances the joy of the Lord is your strength
但圣经里面有各式各样的例子告诉我们这不管我们现在的环境怎么样耶和华而来的喜乐可以成为我们的力量
I think the 16th chapter of Acts is a good example
在使徒行传16章我们就看见一个很好的例子
This was obviously before Paul wrote the letter to the church at Philippi because he hadn't been there yet and he was just visiting them in Acts chapter 16
在这个时候保罗还没有写腓立比书因为他当时刚刚到了腓立比
He rolls in there with his friend Silas and they start preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ and they get themselves into some trouble.
他跟保罗当时跟希拉刚刚到了腓立比开始传福音他们就遭到逮捕。
So they get arrested and they get hauled off into jail and before they're put into jail they're beaten and their backs are bloodied and they're put in stocks.
当时呢保罗跟希拉他们被逮捕在下监之前他们已经被鞭打使他们的背后充满了遍体鳞伤
I don't know about you but to me that doesn't sound happy
我不知道你怎么感觉但是我来看这不是一件很快乐的情况
Now, if that were you and if you were put in jail in Santa Clara they have a police department here don't they if they put you in a jail cell and Pastor Yu went to visit you and he said oh, so how's it going in here
假设你今天被关在 Santa Clara 的监狱里面，于牧师去探访你，他问你现在好吗
？I'm sure you would say, well, "I'm just rejoicing in the Lord. I'm just praising the Lord."
我相信你们都会说，我现在就是靠着主常常喜乐。
All this that's happened to me has fallen out for the furtherance of the gospel. Look, I got this guy over here who I'm chained to, and I've told him all about Jesus, and I told the night guard about Jesus, and this is great.
因为这一切发生的事情都是使福音可以继续的传出去你看在我跟我绑在一起的人还有在我监牢里的人现在都信主了感谢主
If you said that to Pastor Yu, he might go, whoa
如果你这样子的告诉于牧师他可能会吓昏了
But wait a minute That's what we're supposed to do, is it not?
但是这其实是我们该做的不是吗
I give you my joy
因为耶稣说我给你我的喜乐
and I want my joy in you to be full and complete and remain in you
我让我的喜乐可以在你们的心中长存而且满足
and nothing can mess with your joy because you're in my kingdom and my kingdom is a kingdom of joy in the Holy Spirit
没有人可以把你的喜乐夺去因为你在我的国度里面我的国度是一个喜乐的国度
and so that rejoicing marks your life no matter if you're in jail or out of jail it depends on what you went to jail for of course
所以喜乐应该是我们身上的记号不管我们在哪里即使我们是在监狱里
So Paul and Silas are in that situation I was in stocks once in my life
Stocks?
Yeah You know those things where they lock you in here like this
保罗和希拉他们被上上木狗
I hadn't been arrested It was just an old American village that I was visiting and they showed what they used to do to the criminals back in those days.
我曾经也上过木狗我是参加了我去参观了一个一个像一个历史村文化村一样的
So they had the stock there and I got in.
所以那就我就上了木狗好像是要被鞭打之前
My feet were in front of me and my arms were here and I was just sort of suspended in midair it was uncomfortable after a minute
你的手被绑在那里就要接受鞭打这个姿势非常的不舒服
Now nobody beat my back so I wasn't bloodied
至少没有人鞭打我的后背所以不是血淋淋的
But I knew that was not a place that I wanted to spend an awful lot of time
但是我知道我不会想待在那里很久
But the Bible says, and you know what it says already, that at midnight,
但是圣经告诉我们在半夜的时候
after having been beaten, put in jail, put in stocks, for preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, at midnight, Paul looked over in Silas and said, "Let's sing."
他们被逮捕了，被鞭打了，下监之后，在半夜，保罗跟希拉说：“我们来唱歌。
”You sing, I don't feel like singing.
希拉可能说：“你要唱，你唱，我不唱。
”You know, some people do that when they get to church. They do. Believe me, Christina, they do.
有些人连在教会都不唱歌。
They get to church and the piano's playing and the worship leader stands up and says, "Let's all sing."
因为当甚至有些人来到教会，琴开始弹，大家开始唱诗歌。
Yeah, you make me sing. Try to make me sing. I'm not singing.
有人就说，我就是不唱，看你怎么样让我唱歌。
Oh, dear brothers and sisters, we need to let that joy of the Lord well up from within us.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们需要让这个喜乐从我们里面满溢出来。
In Hebrews chapter 12, we read about Jesus, our Lord.
在希伯来书十二章，我们看见耶稣，我们的主。
And it says right at the beginning, the first couple of verses, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross.
在那里，他说耶稣因摆在面前的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架。
You remember when Jesus was in the garden, he prayed, "Lord, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me, but nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done."
但是我们都记得，在客西马尼园的时候，耶稣这样子的祷告：“父啊，若是可能，叫这杯挪去，但是不要照我的意思，要照你的意思。”
He didn't relish going to the cross. He wasn't happy about the circumstance that he was in.
所以他并不是欢欢喜喜，当时就打算要上十字架的。
But there was no other way to accomplish the will of his father.
但是除此以外，没有其他的方式可以完成父神的旨意。
The will of his father.Included a cross for Jesus.
因为父神的旨意包括了耶稣必须上十字架。
So we read it pleased the Lord to bruise his son.
因为圣经里我们读到父神他愿意击打他的儿子。
And he bruised his son because there was no other remedy for sin.
因为除此以外没有其他的方法可以拯救我们的罪。
But when Jesus was facing.Golgotha, when Jesus was facing taking upon himself the sin of the whole world.
当耶稣面对的哥哥他面对的要承担全世界的罪的时候
He was able to endure the unhappy time.
但是他却能够忍受这个不快乐的时刻
He was able to endure the cross because he saw beyond the cross.
因为他可以轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架，因为他可以看超过了那个十字架背后的喜乐。
God is working something far greater than just this cross.
因为神他在做一个比这个十字架大的更多的一件事。
For the apostle Paul and Silas, God was working something far greater than just getting them out of jail.
所以对着保罗和希拉来说，神在那里做的比只是把保罗希拉放出监狱还要更大的一件事。
For Paul and Silas, as they began to praise the Lord at midnight, all of a sudden that jail started to shake and an earthquake came and the doors were all opened and the prisoners all ran except for Paul and Silas.
因为当保罗希拉在那边唱歌的时候，监狱门开了，大家都所有的犯人都出了监牢。
And because
地大震动。
Because of it, the Philippian jailer was saved that night and his household and were baptized.
所以当天晚上狱卒菲利比的狱卒就得救了，他们的全家都信主受洗。
That all took place in Acts 16 because there were two men that weren't looking for happy, they were going to live in the joy of the Lord.
这些事情发生全部在十六章里面，就是因为这里有两个人，他们的生活不是在去追求快乐，而是他们把他们里面的喜乐表现出来。
And because they did, people were saved, and the church was established.
因为他们把里面的喜乐表现出来，所以人就得救了，教会也被建立起来。
Because Jesus endured the cross and saw for the joy that was set before him, a church was built and established.
耶稣因为他摆在面前的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架，使他的教会被建立起来。
And a lot of people were saved.
很多人就因此得救。
You and I are the beneficiaries of Jesus looking beyond the happy to the joy set before.
你我都是因为耶稣他轻看了羞辱，他看到了十字架背后的喜乐，使我们今天也可以得救。
It's Peter that writes, and I mentioned it earlier from 1 Peter chapter 1, that the joy of the Lord is your strength. I'm sorry. Peter says it's joy unspeakable and full of glory.
就像彼得他在写信给圣徒的时候，他也说我们有那个说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐。
He's writing to a group of Christians that were dispersed because of persecution.
彼得写的书信是给一群正在受逼迫的基督徒。
It wasn't an easy time for that early church.
当时对初代教会的圣徒不是一件容易的事。
But you rejoice with joy inexpressible.
但是我们可以，他们却可以因着有那个说不出来、满有荣光的大喜乐。
That's what's in the kingdom of God. He is Lord.
这就是神的国，他是王。
And our knee has bowed, and our tongue has confessed, Jesus is Lord.
万膝都要跪拜，万口都要承认耶稣基督是主。
So we sing when the day is bright. We sing in the darkest night.
所以我们可以在白天歌唱，我们也可以在黑夜歌唱。
Because when He takes us out of the pit, Psalm 40 says, and He puts our feet on the rock, He puts a new song into our mouth.
所以诗篇四十篇他说，他把我从淤泥中抬起来，把我安置在磐石上，并且赐给我们一首新歌。
And it's a song of rejoicing. It's a song of praise. It's a song of triumph. It's a song of glory to the Lamb.
所以这是一首喜乐，这一首新歌是一首喜乐的歌，是一首荣耀的歌，是把荣耀归给我们的主。
You know what's going on in heaven right now?
你知道现在在天堂发生什么事吗？
You know? I don't know.
我也不知道。
But I think I have an idea.
但是我可以猜。
John saw a vision in heaven. He asked the question to the angel. He said, "Where all these people come from?"
Because 约翰他看见一个异象，看见天堂的异象的时候，他就问这个天使，这些人是从哪里来的？
An awful lot of them, and they all got white robes on.
Because 在天堂他看见的异象里面有一大群的人都身穿白衣，他说这些人从哪里来？
Where they come from?
这些人从哪里来？
And you know what the answer was? Oh, they've come through great.Tribulation.
你知道他的回答吗？这些人是从大患难出来的。
I don't know what their stories all were, but they were all different. But they came from great tribulation. They had to live down there on that stinking planet called Earth.
我不知道他们每一个人的故事，但是他们都是从地上这个地球来的。
They had to live in a wicked world.
但因为他们生活在一个邪恶的世代。
Controlled by the prince of the power of this age, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience, they were a suffering brood of people.
Because they were a 群在这个地上受苦受患难的人，因为这个世界被这个世界的王和在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵来辖制着。
But while they were passing through and on their way up here, they just rejoiced because their name was in that book of life.
但是他们从地上到天上的这个路程中间，他们就是喜乐，因为他们的名字被记在生命册上。
When they were persecuted, they took my word seriously when I said, "Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you."
当他们受逼迫的时候，他们相信我的话，因为我对他们说，那为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为他们必称为神的儿女，他们必得着神的国。
And you know, John, you see that guy over there, the guy with the extra halo, his name was Paul.
然后他就说，你看到那个人吗？他身上有特别多的光环，他的名字叫保罗。
You know what that guy did? That guy was told by the Spirit that if he went to Jerusalem, bonds and afflictions would await him there.
你知道这个人做什么吗？圣灵曾经向他启示，如果你到耶路撒冷的话，就会有捆锁等待着你。
But he didn't run the other way.
但是他并没有就转身到另外一个方向。
Why? You be quiet now. Why are you robbing me of my joy?
但是他却告诉那个先知说，你住了吧？为什么你要窃取我的喜乐？
I want to finish the work that he's given me to do. That's what I'm here for. And if I have to suffer, so be it.
我必须要完成神所托付我的工作。如果我必须受苦，那我就受苦。
Wow, who are those two guys with the extra halo?
那另外还有两个人，他们头上也有很多的光环。
That's Peter and John.
那些是彼得和约翰。
They got beat up too and thrown in jail, and they were forbidden to preach anymore in the name of Jesus Christ.
因为他们也曾经在公会里被鞭打，而且禁止他们宣扬主的名。
They got released from jail, and they said to their friends.We're so happy that we were able to suffer for Christ.
当他们从监狱里放出来的时候，他们非常的高兴，因为他们说我们能够为这个名受苦而喜乐。
And they went right back in and they kept on going where they were the day before.
然后他们就回到前一天他们在的地方继续的传福音。
How can you stop a people that are so filled with joy?
如果这些人是充满了喜乐，你们 如何可以阻止他们？
You know what they're doing with all the others with the one halo?
你知道那些头上有光
环的吗？ They're all rejoicing up there in heaven. They're all singing praise to God.
他们都在天上欢喜快乐赞美神。
You know what they're singing? The Bible tells us what they're singing. You remember the song?
圣经上告诉我们他们在唱什么歌。
Finally, Handel put it to music. Worthy is the Lamb.
他们
唱的 That was slain. You ever hear that before?
他们唱的就是那个宝座上被杀的羔羊是配得赞美的。
And they are singing around the throne, worthy, worthy is the Lamb, worthy to receive glory and honor and blessing both now and forever.
因为他们就在宝座面前环绕着，在那边唱，颂赞荣耀归给那个。坐在宝座上的和被杀的羔羊直到永远。
Yeah, they came through trials, they came through afflictions, they came through difficulties, they came through martyrdom, but they came singing and rejoicing in the Lord.
是的，他们经过患难，经过逼迫，甚至于经过殉道，但是他们来到这里的时候都是欢喜快乐唱歌来到这里。
Church history is marked with men and women who sang their way right in through the pearly gates.
在教会的历史上，我们看见许许多多的圣徒们，他们都是这样子的，欢喜快乐的经过这些逼迫。
We heard of the Waldensians yesterday.
我们听到谷中弟兄的见证，昨天晚上。
There are a group of people in the 1400s called the Hussites, followers of John Huss.
还有另外一群的人，他们是。在大概在十四世纪的时候，他们跟随了一个弟兄叫 John Huss。
John Huss's story is really no different from the disciples and apostles.
他的故事呢，跟这些使徒们是差不多的。
Forbidden to preach, to teach in the name of Jesus.
因为他们被禁止，不许他们奉主耶稣的名传道。
He did and got caught.
但是他仍然继续的传道而被逮捕。
He was sentenced to be burned at the stake.
然后他的死刑呢是要被火烧死。
So they strapped him and tied him to the pole.
所以他们就把他绑在一个木棍上。
They put straw all around him.
把稻草放在他的周围。
They gave him one more opportunity to recant his faith, otherwise they were going to light the straw.
然后他们就给他最后的一次机会，让他可以因着他的信仰向他人悔改。
And he began to sing.
但是他不愿意放弃他的信仰，他就开始唱歌。
I mean, it doesn't make sense.
这其实是非常没有办法理解的
事。He began to sing, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me."
他开始唱耶稣，大卫的子孙，可怜我吧。
And as the flames were lit and they were going up and consuming him and taking him from this life and sending him to heaven.
当这个火焰开始烧的时候，就把他从这一个世界带到另外一个世界。
John Huss went singing, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me."
他走的时候，他一直都在唱，耶稣基督，大卫的子孙，可怜我吧。
My joy in you.
我的喜乐要放在你们里面。
A fullness of joy that I want to give to you.
满足的喜乐我要给你们。
Oh, it's not like the world gives. The joy that I give supersedes anything the world can offer.
这不是世界所能给你的喜乐，我的喜乐是超越环境的喜乐。
And because we belong to the King and we're in His kingdom, we're in a kingdom of joy.
因为我们属于这个王，我们在他的国度里面，这是一个喜乐的国度。
Joy unspeakable and full of glory.
这是一个蛮有荣光说不出来的大喜乐。
A number of years ago, a more current history was a missionary. I don't even. It was in India. A missionary in India.
在教会的近代史里面，我不记得他的名字。他是一个到印度的宣教士。
He was there with his wife and two children. They went to evangelize a group of people that were totally unevangelized.
他带着他的妻子和两个孩子去了一个地方，这些人都不是基督徒的。
They were making some inroads into that community of people. There were people that were getting saved in that area, in that village.
当他在那边传福音的时候，就有人开始得救。
Some of the other authorities, the witch doctor and others, didn't like it at all. They confronted that man and they said, "You got to stop, otherwise, we're going to kill you."
但是有些人在这个村庄里面，尤其是那些巫医，他们就很不喜欢，他们来对这个宣教士警告：你再这样子传福音，我们要把你杀了。
He didn't stop. He continued to do what the Lord had called him to do.
但是他并没
有 not a happy situation, mind you.
但是他们并没他并没有停止，他继续做神呼召他们做的。但是这个环境并不是一个快乐的环境。
They arrested his family and they sat the family down there, the husband, the wife, and the children.
所以他们就把整家逮捕起来，他太太孩子都一起被抓。
They said to that man, they said, "We'll give you an opportunity now to recant and to stop, but if not, we're going to kill your children."
然后他们给他最后一次机会，如果你再不停止传福音的话，我们就要把你的妻子孩子都杀了。
Now I'm not jumping to conclusions what's right and wrong in every situation in your circumstances. I'm just telling you what this missionary did.
我在这里并不是告诉你们你们在你们的环境里面该怎么做，我只是告诉你们这一个宣教士的故事。
He began to sing.
他就开始唱歌。
I don't think I could.
我不觉得我可以这样做。
I hope I could, I wish I could, but I don't know.
我希望我在那个情况里面我也可以唱歌，但是我不知
道。The song he began to sing is a song that I think you probably know.
他唱的歌我想你们大家可能也听过。
He sang, I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided
to follow Jesus. 我已经决定要跟随耶稣。我已经决定要跟随耶稣。我已经决定要跟随耶稣。永不回头。永不回头。
The authorities made good on their threat and they killed his children.
所以他们就把他的妻子儿女杀了。
They said, "We'll give you an opportunity to recant, otherwise your wife is next."
他们把他的儿女杀了。然后他说我再给你一次机会不然我就要杀了你的妻子
He began to sing
他又开始唱
Though none go with me Still I will follow We don't have to sing the whole song Though none go with me
他就继续唱歌就算没有人 跟我同行
No turning back
永不回头
Happy? No.
这是一个快乐的环境吗绝对不是
But Jesus, if this is what you request from my life, I'm willing to lay it all down. I'm not going to withhold my family, myself. I'm not going to deny you for anything.
但是如果这是主要求我们做的，我们就顺服，我们不会向主保留任何事。
They gave him another opportunity.
后来他们又给他最后一个机
会。After killing his wife and killing his children, they said, "Now you're next, and you're the last straw in this thing." But if you, and he began to sing again, "The cross before me, the world behind me, no turning back."
当他们杀了他的儿女，杀了他的妻子之后，他们给他最后一次机会。你不然下一个就是你了。他就继续的唱，十架在前面，世界在后面，永不回头，永不回头。
What kind of people can do that?
这一群人是什么样的人
？Do you know anybody like that?
你认识有任何人像这样吗
？I think it's people that live in the Spirit, that live in the joy of the Lord, that live in the kingdom of God.
我相信这些人，他们是活在圣灵里，活在圣灵的喜乐里面，活在神的国度里面。
And I think Brother William maybe was onto something when he stood here tonight at the beginning of the meeting. And he said, "You know, you got to be real about this. It's not just a song that we sing. If He's really Lord, then we're going to give our all to Him."
像刚刚威廉带我们唱诗之前，他说我们不能只是嘴巴在这边唱，我们是不是真的？真心的唱这些诗歌，我们是不是真的敬他为主，让他居首位
？In Nehemiah, you know the story about Nehemiah, and it was difficult for him too. Sanballat and Tobiah were after him, and he had to keep one hand a sword and the other hand a hammer.
我们也知道，尼希米的故事。当时呢，他建造城墙的时候非常的不容易，他的敌人三巴拉和多比亚。不断地攻击他，他必须 一手来建造城墙，一手拿着武器抵挡。
Then in those was it 52 days they finished building the wall. The people had a mind to work, and then they read the word of God.
所以52天他们就把城墙盖起来了，然后他们读了神的话。
And in reading the word of God, everybody started to cry.
当他们读神的话的时候，每一个人都开始哭泣。
Because it was convicting.
因为神的话
they hadn't been doing very well.
因为神的话来光照了他们。
Maybe you felt that way sometime too.
或许我们也常常这样子经历。
And there's a time to mourn over our sin and over our misgivings.
有的时候我们会为着我们的罪而心里忧伤。
But Nehemiah said, no, stop it now. Now's not a time to mourn or to cry or to be sorrowful. This is a time of rejoicing.
但是虽然他们受了光照心里忧伤，尼希米却说现在不是哭泣的时候，让我们来喜乐。
And then those most famous words, because the joy of the Lord is your strength.
然后他说了这一句非常有名的话，从耶和华而来的喜乐是我们的力量。
I don't know how things are in California, but in New York where I live,I need strength. I mean spiritual strength, and I mean I need it every day.
我不知道在加州怎么样，但是在纽约，我每一天都需要灵里的力量，我需要圣灵里的能力。
I need strength to stand in the evil day, and having done all to stand.
我必须在这个邪恶的时代，做成了一切所做的工之后，能够站立得住。
I need strength to stand true to the principles of the Word of God in a world that's untoward.
我需要能力能够站在神话语的根基上，神话语的原则上。
I need strength to bear up against the daily trials that life just throws at people.
我每一天都需要能力，我才能够面对生活里各样的难处和挑战。
I'm no different than anybody here.
我跟你们在座的每一个人都没有不一样。
Pastors aren't immune to problems or trials or opposition.
并不是做牧师的他们生活里面就没有难处，就没有困难。
We live in the same world as you live in.
因为我们都活在一样的世界里面。
And I need to learn just like you need to learn. The joy of the Lord is your strength.
我需要学习，就像你们也需要学习一样，从耶和华来的喜乐是我们的力量。
Oh yes, I know you need the Bible, and I know you need the armor of God, and I know you need the prayer. We need all of that too, but we need the joy of the Lord.Because it's our strength.
是的，我知道我们需要读经，我们需要祷告，我们需要穿上全副的军装，但是我们同时需要喜乐，因为喜乐是我们里面的力量。
The Apostle Paul, he writes to the Corinthians and he says, we are not ignorant of the way the enemy would like to gain advantage over us.
所以保罗在写给哥林多教会的时候，他就说我们并不是不知道仇敌在对教会的诡计。
He'd like to put you into despair and despondency and no hope and it's impossible and it can't be and it's such a terrible world that we live in and look who this is doing to this and look what's going on and all the rest of that.
仇敌想要我们看见这世上各样的情形，就让我们非常的沮丧而且失去盼望。
That's what the enemy would like to do, to kind of drag us down.
因为仇敌呢，就是要把我们拉下去。
And we need to resist the enemy, and we need to do what the Bible tells us as kingdom people we can do, and that is rejoice anyway.
但是我们必须要抵挡仇敌。圣经告诉我们，身为国度的子民，我们所要做的就是要喜乐。
There have been many times in my life where it's been a tremendous help to me.
在我生命中许多时候，这个是我很大的帮助。
I've told you when my wife was so sick, Let me tell you about when my daughter was so sick.
让我告诉你，有一次我的女儿生了很大的病。
Some of you have met my daughter Elizabeth and her husband, who is the Chinese fellow.
这个女儿 Elizabeth, 她的丈夫是一个中国人。
But when Liz was very young, she was chronically having stomach aches and not well.
当 Elizabeth 还小的时候，她常常就肚子痛，而且常常生病。
And we didn't know what was wrong. We took it to the doctor. The doctor examined her, and then the report from the doctor came one day.
我们不知道到底发生什么事，就带去医生。医生检查了，医生的报告有一天就回来了。
And the doctor had misdiagnosed her.
但是呢，医生呢就误诊了。
But the report that came back to us was that my daughter, who was 7 at the time, had a tumor in her stomach.
医生误诊了，报告回来说他的肚子里面有一个肿，有一个瘤。
I was not happy.
我当时并不快乐。
I was quite distraught.
我其实非常的沮丧。
I wished it could be me instead of her.
其实我宁可我自己生病。
And you that our parents could probably understand that.
我想身为父母的人都可以了解我的心情。
I greatly concerned.
我非常的担忧。
What if? What's now? I don't understand. How could this be?
我不能明白为什么是这样，那以后会发生什么事呢？
And I remember that night I put her to sleep, or my wife and I put her to sleep, and she was up there sleeping or something.
我记得那天晚上，当我和我的妻子把她弄睡了以后。
And I came down into my living room, and I just sat in this recliner chair that I often sit in.
所以我就到客厅坐在我的沙发椅上。
And I couldn't really pray.
我没办法祷告。
I don't know. I mean, I'm used to praying. I know how to pray.
我其实知道祷告，我知道怎么祷告，我也会祷告。
I was just all scattered, and I just couldn't pray.
但是那天晚上就是各样的情绪，我没有办法祷告。
But I remember I could sing.
但是我记得我可以歌唱。
And I just didn't sing out of my heart, but I sang songs that I knew, songs that were just by memory.
我就开始唱一些我已经熟悉、我记得的歌。
I remember singing, "'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word."
我记得我唱那个信靠耶稣何其甘甜有他话语做把握
just to rest upon his promise just to know thus saith the Lord
就是依靠他的应许
then the chorus Jesus, Jesus how I trust him how I've proved him over and over
耶稣耶稣何等甘甜我曾试他多少次
Jesus, Jesus precious Jesus oh for grace to trust him more
耶稣耶稣何其的宝贵
And I remember singing
我可以信靠他
all the stanzas to that song.
就开始唱一节一节每一节的歌词
By the time I got to the end of it, and I kid you not, that burden had just lifted.
我不是开玩笑的但是当我把所有的歌词都唱完以后那个重担重压就离开我了
It was as if a load was just removed from off of my spirit, off of my heart, off of my life.
好像这个重担就从我的心里从我的灵里从我的生命里面被挪去了
As we exalt him, as we worship him, as we open our hearts to him, as we glorify him, he comes and manifests his presence in himself to us.
所以当我们歌唱我们高举他赞美他荣耀他的时候他就来到我们的生命里面他来帮助我们
In Habakkuk, the little minor prophet Habakkuk, chapter 3,He describes a situation that is bleak.
就像哈巴谷，他在第三章末了的时候，他形容他所处的环境是非常的不容易。
Nothing's growing on the vine. There's no oil in the vat. There's no cattle in the stall.
所以没有无花果树、葡萄树、橄榄树都不结果子，田地里没有出产。圈中羊中没有牛羊。
In other words, the stock market just crashed. My portfolio went south, and I got fired from my job.
如果用今天的话来说，很可能呢，就是股市暴跌，而且我被裁员。
But you remember what Habakkuk said? You can read it on the screen.
但是，我们都知道哈巴谷后来说了什么。
The next verse is yet.
十八节，然而。
Yet I will rejoice.
然而我要因耶和华欢喜
I will glory in the God of my salvation
因救我的神喜乐
You have a choice Habakkuk choose what you're going to do you're going to moan, groan, complain and grumble or you're going to rejoice
所以当时哈巴谷他有一个选择他要继续的沮丧下去继续的抱怨呢还是他要喜乐
Habakkuk said I know what I'm going to do I'm going to rejoice
所以哈巴谷说我知道我要做什么我要开始喜乐
I'm going to joy in the God of my salvation
我要因救我的神喜乐
No matter what circumstance I'm in, I'm going to rejoice in him. I'm going to give him the glory and the praise and the honor.
不管我现在的处境怎么样，我要把荣耀颂赞归给他。
David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth.
所以大卫说，我要称颂耶和华，赞美他的话要常在我的口中。
Yeah, but you're running around, you're being chased by Saul, and you know, you're supposed to be the king, and it's not working out the way it's supposed to work out, and you're supposed to be a little upset about this and mad, and you're supposed to grumble and complain. David says, I will not.
当时大卫的情形，他应该是作王的，他却被当时的扫罗王追杀。其实他是在一个非常困难的情况里面，但是他说，我不要沮丧。
Now, if none of that works for you, then try this.
如果这些都不能够帮助你的话，试试这个。
In Proverbs 17, we read that joy or a merry heart is good like a medicine.
箴言书十七章在那里说，喜乐的心乃是良药。
So get rid of your high blood pressure. No, it's good like a medicine. It has medicinal powers to it. Rejoicing in the Lord.
所以呢，喜乐呢，甚至于可以帮助我们的健康。
Might help your ulcers.
可能帮助你的
And maybe a few other things.
胃溃疡，或是其他的身体上的毛病。
A merry heart.
喜乐的心。
But a broken spirit dries the bones.
但是忧伤的灵使骨枯干。
Lord, I will not let my spirit be broken.
主啊，我不要让我的灵忧伤。
I'm not going to be shaken.
我不要被动摇。
I'm not going to be moved away from my hope and trust in you.
我不要被挪开，不去信靠我的神。
But no matter what it looks like, and no matter what I see in front of me, I will rejoice in you.
不管现在摆在我面前的环境是怎么样，我要因耶和华而欢欣。
And maybe you'll send an earthquake my way.
你可能就会派一个地震来帮助我。
Maybe you'll send ambushments against the enemy.
或许你会派天使来击杀我的仇敌。
Maybe open up prison doors.
或许你会把我的监狱门打开。
But whatever you do, Lord, and if you don't answer it, you're at least going to change me from the inside out. I will rejoice.
不管你怎么做，就算你不做，至少你会使我的里面的情况改变。我要来赞美。
Give me another 10 minutes.
再十分钟。
If you say 10, I'll take 20.Isaiah 35. Let me just close with reading three prophecies, three scripture texts that Isaiah gives to us. It's talking about you. It's talking about me. Isaiah chapter 35.
以赛亚书三十五章
He starts by saying, "The desert and the parched land will be glad. The wilderness will rejoice and blossom."The crocus, it will burst into bloom. It will rejoice greatly and shout for joy. The glory of Lebanon will be given to it, and the splendor of Carmel and Sharon. They will see the glory of the Lord, the splendor of our God. I don't have to, okay. Yeah, you got it up on the screen. If you go down to the sixth verse, same chapter.
第六节
Then will the lame leap like a deer, and the mute tongue shout for joy.Go down to the end of the chapter. You can read the whole thing. I'm not trying to hide anything. I'm just trying to go for time's sake.
因为时间的关系，我就不读中文的。我们继续看
Tenth verse. And the ransom
第十节
of the ransom of the Lord will return. They will enter Zion with singing. Everlasting joy will crown their heads. Gladness and joy will overtake them.And sorrow and sighing will flee away. I like that.
我喜欢这些。
The redeemed of the Lord.
耶和华救赎的民。
Are they not his kingdom people?
这些不就是神国度的百姓吗？
They're heading towards this place called Zion.
他们正在前往锡安的路上。
And what marks their pilgrimage?
这就是他们朝圣的路程。
Is great rejoicing.
他们一路走，一路唱。
Great joy.
有极大的喜乐。
Oh, they may have to go through the veil of tears and the tribulations and the trials down here, but great joy. Why great joy?
他们或许要经过流泪谷，还有各样的难处，但是他们有大喜乐。为什么？
Great joy. We're going home.
因为他们要回家了。
We're going to be with Christ.
因为我们要与基督在一起。
He's gone to prepare a place for you, and if he hadn't, he wouldn't have told you he was going. But he's going to bring you to where he is. Until that time, just rejoice in him.
因为他已经去了为我们预备地方，所以我们还会再去。我们现在就在这个路上，就是要歌唱喜乐。
In Isaiah chapter 51, it's the 11th verse. It says the same thing as we just read from Isaiah 35. The redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing to Zion, and everlasting joy will be upon their heads.
以赛亚书第五十一章，在那里第十一节也是同样的这一节。耶和华救赎的民必归回，歌唱来到锡安，永乐必归在他们头上，他们必得欢喜快乐，忧愁叹息。
Turn with me, if you would, in closing to the 54th chapter of Isaiah.
然后我们来看五十四章，以赛亚书五十四章。
Before I read a few verses from there, does anybody know Sherlock Holmes?
在我在讲之前，大家有没有读过福尔摩斯侦探小说？
He wrote Isaiah 50. No, he didn't.
他并没有写以赛亚书五十四章。
And Sherlock Holmes had a friend of his that used to investigate with him, Dr. Watson. Okay, you familiar with that?
福尔摩斯他有一个朋友华生医生，他们常常一起破案。
They were very clever. Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. You've read that whole work, the whole selection. It's good stories.
有很多的小说，他们非常的聪明。
And it's told, and I don't know how accurate or true it is, but it's been told that Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson had a very busy season or time, and so they decided to get away for some little rest and relaxation. So they went to the North Hills in London.
我听说这件事情，不知道是不是真的。有一天，那个福尔摩斯跟华生医生，因为他们最近太忙了，就决定要休息一下，到英国的北边去露营。
They wanted to camp out.
他们去那边露营。
That's a nice thing to do.
是一件很好的事。
And so they were only to camp out 3 nights, and the second night, in the middle of the night, all of a sudden, Sherlock Holmes wakes up Dr. Watson. Dr. Watson, wake up!
他们要去三天，第二天的晚上呢，在半夜的时候，那个福尔摩斯就把那个华生医生摇醒了， so 起来，起来。
He wakes up, and Sherlock Holmes says, Dr. Watson, what do you see?
他就说，华生医生，你现在看到什么？
And Dr. Watson said, I see stars, I see hundreds, if not thousands, of stars.
他就说，我现在看见数以万计的星星在天上。
Yes, yes. Well, what does that mean to you, Dr. Watson? What does it mean?
那华生医生，这意味着什么事？
So Dr. Watson, you know, he's a smart guy, and so he's thinking this through, and he says, well, astronomically, it means that there are millions of stars and galaxies and planets and many that we don't even see.
所以华生医生他非常的聪明，他说就着天文学来说的话，就是银河里面有许多许多星系，数以万计。
And horologically, it means it's about 3:15 in the morning, I would think.
所以如果我们看着星象的话，我可以猜测差不多现在是早上三点一刻。
And theologically, it means that God who breathed out these stars and created every one of them and knows them by name is an awesome God and is far above our little minute existence down here.
就着神学的解释的话，就是这一位神他吹气在天上，造成了这个千万的星，我们都没有办法计数，也没有办法命名。
And meteorologically, it means we're going to have a beautiful day tomorrow.
但是如果照着气象学来说，明天应该是个好天气。
Mr. Holmes, what do you see?
他说，福尔摩斯，请问你看到的是什么？
I see someone has stolen our tent, dear Watson.
其实有人把我们的帐篷偷走了。
In Isaiah 54, somebody stole the tent.
在以赛亚书五十四章这里，有人把以色列的帐篷偷走了。
It happened to be the Babylonians under Nebuchadnezzar.
其实这些就是巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒和他的军队。
And Israel, the people of God, were in a very bad way.
因为这些人是非常邪恶的百姓。
Of course, there were reasons why they were taken over. God wasn't with them. They had apostatized and left God and gone to idolatry and on and on and on. So they were leveled. And the temple was razed and people were carried off into captivity and many, many were killed.
因为以色列的百姓他们背道离弃耶和华，以至于他们被仇敌掳去，整个圣殿被整个圣殿里面的东西都被掳去，许多的人也被掳去，甚至被杀。
We read that in Psalms they hung their harps on the willow tree because who could sing the song of the Lord in a strange land?
所以在诗篇里面我们读到这些人被掳到巴比伦以后呢，他们说我坐在巴比伦的河边，一思想锡安，我们就哭了。他们把他们的琴挂在柳树上，没有办法再歌唱。
But Isaiah writes something to them.
但是以赛亚却为写了一些向他们写了一些话。
And he says some real interesting things about them and to them. Number one, in verse, he says, "Sing, O barren woman."
以赛亚书。以赛亚对他们写的话却说：“歌唱，你这些不怀孕、不生养的。”
You who never bore a child, burst into song, shout for joy, you who were never in labor.
你这未曾经过产难的，要歌唱，扬声欢呼。
Because more are the children of the desolate woman than that who has a husband.
因为没有丈夫的比有丈夫的儿女更多。
Now there's a lot there, we can go back to Hagar and Galatians and look it all up, but we're not going to. Just look at what it says in that first verse. Sing, you barren woman.
我们可以在圣经里看到许多不怀孕不生养的妇女，但是在这里呢，他们也都后来在这里呢，他就说这些不怀孕不生养的妇人歌唱。
You're fruitless.
他就说以色列，你们是不结果的。
You're dry.
你们不怀孕不生养，你们是枯干的不结果子的。
You're in a bad way.
其实你们的情况非常的糟糕。
And you really got to get out of the bad way that you're in.
你必须要从现在的光景里面走出来。
And one of the things you need to do is repent.
所以他们所需要的就是悔改。
The other thing you need to learn to do is sing.
另外就是要学习歌唱。
Well, barren women don't sing except sing the blues.
不怀孕不生养的妇女，她们不会唱歌，除非她们唱的是哀歌。
I have nothing to sing about. You understand? I'm barren.
因为她觉得我没有什么可歌唱的，因为我不怀孕不生养。
I'm sure you realize that in those days the stigma attached to barrenness was a lot different than what it would be today.
因为我们要知道，在那个时代，不怀孕不生养的妇人，他们是有很大的羞辱。
But here the admonition that the Lord says to His people is, "I want you to start singing because."
但是在这里呢，以赛亚却说，你们要开始歌唱，因为。
You're going to have to enlarge the place of your tent. You're going to have to stretch your tent curtains wide. Don't hold back. Lengthen the cords. Strengthen the stakes. For you're going to spread out to the right and to the left, and your descendants will dispossess nations and settle in their desolate cities.
在这里，以赛亚却说，你要扩张你帐幕之地，张大你居所的幔子，不要限制，要放长你的绳子，坚固你的橛子，因为你要向左向右开展，你的后裔必得多国为业，要使荒凉的城邑有人居住。
God says you can start rejoicing now.
他说你现在就可以开始喜乐。
I want to do something for you that is going to expand the borders of your habitation.
因为我要为你做一件事情，使你的扩张你的帐幕之地。
I want to enlarge you in every way.
我要张大你居所的四围。
More are the children of the desolate than that of the one who has a husband.
所以那没有丈夫的要比有丈夫的儿女更多。
I'm going to do something for you, my people, that your eye hasn't seen and your ear hasn't heard and it hasn't even entered into your heart, the thing that I have prepared for you who love me. I reveal those things to you by my spirit, God says to the church in the New Testament, but I've got things that'll blow you away.
所以神在这里也对他说，神的百姓，我的儿女们，我要为你做的是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听过，人心也未曾想过的。这是神在后来又在新约里面向他的百姓所说的话。
I can restore that which the cankerworm has eaten away.
我可以把蝗虫马蚱所吃的再还给你们。
I can bring life out of death.
我可以把生命注入死亡里面。
I can give you descendants when you seem to not think it's possible anymore.
当你觉得不可能的时候，我可以使你的后裔增加。
And Isaiah could have put a footnote in there and says, "If you don't believe me, ask Abraham."
那以赛亚可能可以说，如果你不相信的话，你可以问一问亚伯拉罕。
And I think the Lord would like to say something like that to maybe some of us tonight.
我相信今天神。也想对我们中间某些人说这样的话。
You feel dry, you feel barren, you feel a little bit down, you feel a little bit in despair and despondent. Maybe you felt that way for months now.
或许已经有好几个月了，你感觉里面枯干，感觉下沉，感觉没有能力，感觉沮丧。
You're God's people, but it's really not joy unspeakable and full of glory. It's not fullness of joy. It's not complete joy. It's a little bit of joy every once in a while.
所以你可能是神的百姓，但是你却没有这个说不出来蛮有荣光的大喜乐，只是偶尔有一点点的小小的喜乐。
I feel so dry, I feel so barren.
有时候感觉里面非常的枯干，非常的干渴。
I feel empty in the inside.
我感觉里面非常的虚空。
But His kingdom is a kingdom of joy in the Holy Ghost.
但是神的国却是圣灵里的喜乐的国度。
And I belong to Him, and I'm one of His.Well, he's my Lord, but I don't seem to be connecting as far as the spirit of joy is concerned.
他是我的主，他是我的主，但是好像我跟他接不上来。
Forget about what's behind. Forget about what happened yesterday or last month or last year.
让我们忘记背后，不管昨天，不管上个月，或是去年发生了什么事。
We're looking the wrong direction sometimes and moaning and groaning about the past, and we need to look forward at what God wants to do and what He's able to do.
有时候我们对着过去哀哭，其实我们看错了方向，我们忘记了神可以在未来为我们所成就的。
So I know you don't have any kids yet, but start enlarging the tent.
我不管你现在有多少孩子，但是以赛亚说要扩张你帐幕之地。
It's like the 90-year-old man that just got married to an 87-year-old woman.
就好像是一个90岁的男人，他娶了一个87岁的妻子。
And he said, now we need to find a good place to live, and I want to live in a place that has a good school district.
然后他们可能结婚的时候就说，我们现在应该把家搬到一个好学区。
Well, that's quite optimistic.
这是非常的乐观。
But we need to look forward optimistically. God is in control.
但是我们要能够看到，在未来神是在掌权的。
He is King of Kings and He is Lord of Lords.
因为他是万王之王，万主之主。
And He is worthy to be praised.
他配得我们的称颂。
All glory, all honor, all praise, all honor belong to Him forever and forever and forever.
所有的颂赞、荣耀、尊贵、权柄都归给他，直到永永远远。
When those in heaven sing that song, the four living creatures fall down and they say, "Amen, amen, amen" to what those guys were just singing.
当天上有人这样子唱的时候，天上的众长老都下拜来说 Amen, Amen, Amen.
And all heaven rejoices, and all heaven sings.
因为整个天上都在欢喜快乐歌唱。
And so does the Church of Jesus Christ here on earth.
这是神给耶稣基督在地上的教会的歌。
We blend our song and our voice with those that have gone before. It's not going to change. We start singing here.
所以呢，要用我们的歌声跟天上的歌声一起融合起来，我们现在就可以开始唱。
And so Isaiah is writing to these people that felt so woe begone and so hopeless and helpless in their situation and plight. We're not even in our land anymore. They stole the whole tent out from under us.
以赛亚写信给了这群百姓，他们目前就处在这样子的一个光景里面，他们非常的失去了盼望，他们的帐篷都被人家偷走了。
It goes down a little in the chapter in the fourth verse. He says, "You're going to forget the shame of your youth and remember no more the reproach of your widowhood."
那他在这里说，你必不再纪念你幼年的羞愧，不再纪念你寡居的羞辱。
There's another bad situation. Not only are you barren, but now he's comparing them to widowhood.
在这里我们看见情况好像更糟糕，不单她不怀孕不生养，现在他们好像是一个寡妇。
And again, that is not the end of the world in the days in which we live, but back in those days, it was much worse than it is now. You remember the story of Elijah when he met that widow when she was about ready with her son to cook their last meal and then we're going to go die.
在今天一个寡妇可能这个环境不是很困难，但是在过去这个时代呢，等于是一个绝境。你记得以利亚他曾经遇见一个寡妇，他寡妇就说他跟他的儿子就要死了。
You my people are in a bad way is what Isaiah is saying.
所以以赛亚在这里就说，百姓啊，你们其实是在一个非常绝望绝境里面。
You're barren and you're a widow, but I got news for you. Your maker is your husband.
但是他说，你又不怀孕，又不生养，现在又像一个寡居的。但是我告诉你
，Your maker is your husband.
我告诉你，造你的是你的丈夫。
You're the bride of Christ. You, we are the bride of Christ.
你我们是基督的心腹。
The Lord Almighty is His name. The Holy One of Israel is your Redeemer. He is called the God of all the earth.
万军之耶和华是他的名，救赎你的是以色列的圣者，造你的是你的丈夫。
I don't want to read the whole chapter, but when you jump to the end of it,
但是我们没有时间读整章，但是到最后的时候
，Isaiah reminds them that there is an enemy though out there. That enemy would like to fight against your joy and rob you or steal your joy from you.
以赛亚告诉他们，但是有一个仇敌在这里，他会攻击你，要把你的喜乐夺去。
And the Lord and the Spirit of God say, "I want your joy to remain, and I want your joy to be full and complete."
但是神说我希望你的你能够保守你的喜乐而且你的喜乐可以满足
And the enemy sends things your way and my way and our way and throughout the Bible the people of God have been dealt blows that would try to destroy them
在这里他说各式各样的攻击会要来把他们要来毁灭他们
But here we're reminded in the 17th verse
但是在17节以赛亚提醒他们
No weapon forged against you will prevail
凡为攻击你造成的机械必不利用
And you will refute every tongue that accuses you This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord And this is their vindication from me declares the Lord
凡在审判的时候兴起用舌攻击你的必定你必定他们为罪这是耶和华仆人的产业是他们从我所得的义
No weapon that the enemy has formed against you shall prosper.
凡为攻击你所造的武器都不会成功。
I like what Spurgeon writes in his devotional book.
我喜欢斯布珍他在他的那个灵修日记里面写的。
He said the enemy has an arsenal of weapons that he uses against the people of God.
是的，仇敌他有各式各样的武器要来对付神的百姓。
Discouragement.
可能他让你感到沮丧
Despair, gloom, and all the rest.
失望让你心灰意冷
He compares them to artillery, bullets, and grenades, and bombs
就好像武器像子弹像手榴弹像炸药像大炮
But Spurgeon said every one of those artillery that the enemy hurls against the people of God is stamped with a mark
但是斯布珍说，所有这些用来攻击神百姓的武器，都盖上了一个记号。
And that mark says it shall not prosper.
但是那个印记上面就写着，他们必不会成功，必不会成功。
This is the vindication of the people of God.
这是神所给他百姓定的。
No weapon that the enemy forms against you shall prosper.
凡为攻击你所造成的武器必不利用必不会成功
If you prefer the New Testament take the words of the Apostle Paul What's going to separate me from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus
在新约里面保罗也说有什么能够使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢
Persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, sword
难道是患难吗是逼迫吗是刀剑吗是饥饿吗
Goes through a whole long list and then he says No, 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 never
他列出了许多，但是他说没有一样事情可以使我们与基督的爱隔绝。
In all these things, we are more than conqueror through Jesus Christ.
因为在这些事里面，我们是能够得胜有余。
Glenn Thompson is a missionary in Mexico City. I think he still is a missionary in Mexico.
Glenn Thompson 他是在墨西哥市的一个宣教士，他可能还在那里。
He went there many years ago.
他好几年以前到了墨西哥。
One of the villages in the outside of the city, Mexico City.
他去到一个墨西哥市旁边的一个小村庄里。
And he set up his tent to have some meetings there and invite the villagers to come.
所以他就搭了一个帐篷，请那个附近的村民来聚会。
And the second day that he had services, and he had a large crowd that came under the tent.
所以第二天呢，就有一大群的人来到他的帐篷里。
The witch doctor came also.
有一个巫医也来到他们那里。
And I quote, this is what the witch doctor said. You won't build the church here. I'm the oldest and most powerful witch doctor, and I will put a spell on you.
他这个是巫医对他的警告。他说，你如果要在这里建教会的话，我是这个地方最资深的巫医，我要在你的身上下一个咒语。
Glenn Thompson retorted, and I quote,I'm already under a spell. It's the spell of Jesus Christ, and nothing you can do will touch my life.
但是 Glenn Thompson 呢，他就对这个巫医说：“我身上已经有了一个咒语，这是耶稣基督给我的。那你没有办法，没有一个人可以碰摸。”
That made the witch doctor mad.
所以这就让这个巫医非常的生气。
I probably wouldn't have tried to make him mad, but Glenn Thompson didn't care.
我可能不敢让巫医对我生气
so,
但是他不在乎
right then and there that witch doctor took out some salt and pepper
所以当场呢这个巫医就拿出了一些盐
he
还有一些胡椒
jumping around and sprinkling the salt and pepper and Glenn Thompson just stood there and was watching him
所以他就在那里四处的跳，就在他们的那个帐篷周围撒这个盐还有胡椒。
And I wouldn't have said this either, but I quote from his story.
这不是我说的，这是
Thompson said, "Save your salt and pepper for dinner."
他说
"I'm under the blood of Jesus Christ, and you have no power over me."
他说把你的盐和胡椒留着，你晚上吃饭的时候用。我这里我有耶稣基督的宝血遮盖我，你摸不到我。
The last night of those meetings, the fifth night of those meetings.
所以在第五天的帐篷聚会。
That witch doctor came and was in attendance in that meeting.
所以第五天晚上，这个巫医来到这个聚
会当中。He came under the conviction of the Holy Spirit.
当时圣灵就光照了他。
He gave his heart and his life to Jesus Christ.
他就把这一生奉献给耶稣基督。
Within 2 weeks, he led 22 other witch doctors in Mexico to the Lord Jesus.
所以在两个礼拜以内，他带了22个巫医来接受耶稣基督。
And Glenn Thompson was asked, why did he say what he said? Why did he act and retort the way he did?
后来有人问Glenn Thompson, 你当时怎么可能有这样子的反应，说这样子的话？
And he said, because the Bible says, no weapon the enemy has formed against me will prosper.
因为他说圣经里告诉我，凡为了攻击我所制造的武器必不利用。
It's stamped already, it shall not prosper.
因为那些武器已经盖上了章，盖上了记号，他们不会成功，不能攻击我。
Jesus is the mighty conqueror.
因为耶稣基督他是得胜者。
He's the great I am, the Alpha and the Omega.
他是那个我是的神，他是首先的，他是末后的。
He's worthy all of our praise.
他是配得我们一切的颂赞。
And he wants to fill you and me with his joy.
因为他希望充满在你我的心里他的喜乐。
Not just so that we can praise and worship him, but so that our lives can be enriched.And strengthened while down here through this veil of tears.
他要给我们喜乐，不单是我们可以敬拜他，而且当我们在这个地上生活行走的时候，我们能够有能力。
Now, I'm not suggesting tonight that you didn't know this already.
我并不是说你从没有听过这样子的道。
Because I believe we do.
我相信我们都听过这样子的道。
We know we're supposed to sing. We know we're supposed to rejoice in the Lord. We know we're not supposed to murmur or complain.
我知道我们应该喜乐，应该歌唱赞美，我们不应该抱怨。
But maybe in spite of what we know up in our heads, sometimes it doesn't trickle down and translate into our lives.
但是有的时候我们只是头脑里知道，我们并没有从生活里活出来。
And maybe there's somebody here tonight that feels like you're walking under a rain cloud.
或许我们当中有人感觉我好像生活里面总是有一个乌云遮着我。
You feel rather hopeless and barren.
你感觉好像非常的无望，也非常的枯干。
Maybe what we just need to do is what the Bible says. It's saying, "Oh, you barren, you're gonna have better days are coming. I want to increase the government in my kingdom, and there's not going to be an end to it."
或许我们所应该做的就是像圣经里说的，我们不怀孕不生养的，我们要来歌唱。
And my government and my kingdom is a kingdom of righteousness, peace, and joy.In the Holy Ghost.
因为我们所在的国度，神的国度里面呢，就是公义、和平，还有圣灵里的喜乐。
Somebody here tonight should rejoice with Habakkuk. Sing with Paul and Silas.
我们今天晚上就像保罗和希拉一样来歌唱。
Join in with John Huss if you'd like.
或许我们跟着 John Huss 一起歌唱。
Or maybe you don't have any problems like they had in your life right now.
或许我们没有像他们一样的困难。
Then rehearse and practice in the good times.
那我们现在可以练习。
Because he's worthy today, yesterday, forever. Good times, bad times, he's worthy to be praised.
他配得我们的称赞，过去、现在、将来，因为他配得。
I think there's a song that you all know, and I hope you do, because I don't want to sing a solo.
希望我们一起来唱一首诗歌。
But it's entitled "We're Marching to Zion."
我们537首
It comes from Isaiah 35. It comes from Isaiah 51, where the redeemed of the Lord are returning and coming with singing to Zion.
这首诗歌是从以赛亚书35章的。
It's marked that song. Those verses, I think, written by Watts, are marked with references to singing, to rejoicing. Let those refuse to sing who don't know their God, but we, children of the heavenly King.Let's speak our joys abroad.
为使主名的人让他们闲默无声。我们属天君王儿女，我们属天君王儿女应当喜乐欢腾。
Let me just tell you one more story. Could I do that? Then I promise I'll quit.
再说一个故事，我就讲完了。
I only come once a year. You know, you got to give me a break.
我一年只来一次，所以
But two of our older ministers now have both gone to heaven. One was named Joseph Wanamaker, another was my uncle Edwin Waldfogel.
有两位在我们当中的传道人，如今已经到主那里去了。
And they were riding the New York City subway system.
他们有一次呢，他们在纽约乘坐地下铁。
Anybody have that privilege ever in your life? It's a great experience.
你们有谁到过纽约坐过地下铁吗
？Now the New York, oh wow, look at you all. The New York City subway system has come a long way. Now it's air conditioned.
现在已经不错了，都已经有暖气。
In those days, it wasn't air conditioned, and in the summer, it was hot, and it smelled quite a bit.
所以在从前呢，没有空调，而且常常气味不好。
And Edwin and Joseph, these two friends, they were on their way home from the city.
所以这两位 Edwin and Joseph, 他们呢要坐地下铁回家。
It was rush hour.
当时是下班的时间。
Train is packed with people during rush hour.
所以地下铁里面满了人。
You don't have your choice where you want to stand. You stand where you're put.
所以呢，你当时根本没有办法选择你站在哪里，被推到哪里就站在哪里。
And so the train was getting crowded, and after a while, Joseph was over there where Christine is, and Edwin was over here, and there were 15 people in the middle.
所以当时 Edwin 跟 Joseph 呢，他们就隔着差不多我们这么远，中间满了人。
And it was hot.
当时非常的热
and it wasn't a nice experience to be sweating there and hanging on to the strap and waiting to get home.
所以他们就坐着车，不是很舒服的情况。
And all of a sudden, Brother Wanamaker said to my uncle, "Edwin, praise the Lord."
当时忽然呢，Joseph 他就跟Edwin 说，感谢主，赞美主。
And my uncle just tried to pretend he didn't know who that man was. He just hung on.
当时我叔叔 Edwin 就假装没有听见他讲的话。
But then he heard again, Edwin, praise the Lord.
他就说 Edwin, 赞美主。
And Edwin figured, well, if I don't respond, I'm just going to hear this the rest of the way. I better say something. Praise the Lord.
当时他想，如果我不反应的话，他就一直叫，一直喊。他说
Edwin,
赞美主。
Edwin, praise the Lord.
他说 ：“Edwin， 赞美主。
”Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. 赞美主，赞美主。
On the subway, when it's hot,
当
and there are people pushing you this way and that way, and you don't have any other direction to go.
四处都在挤你的时候
，Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Are you being pushed tonight?
你今天是不是也被人挤来挤去
？Somebody's pushing you this way. Somebody's pushing you that way.
有的人从这里挤你，有的人从那里推你。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
But I don't feel like it.I'm not happy right now.
但是我现在不快乐，我不想赞美。
I'm getting ready to punch somebody. I'm not going to praise anything.
我现在很想打人，我不想赞美。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Let's sing together.
让我们一起歌唱。
Come we.
We're marching through Zion.
最后一节之前
Let me just ask you if you have it in your heart tonight, and maybe some of you do. If you feel a little down, a little tired out, a little, well, less than wanting to sing or rejoice.
如果你心里感觉非常的疲倦、沉重，或是就是没有办法歌唱
And I don't mean now, because now it's easy.Now it's easy. I mean, how can you help but sing now?
我当然不是说这个时刻，这个时刻我们唱歌很容易。
But tonight, maybe your prayer is, Lord, I want you to restore in me a real spirit of joy.
但是或许你今天晚上你要对神说，主啊，重新在我里面恢复这个喜乐的灵。
I may or may not be happy, but I want to have the joy of the Lord.
不管我现在是不是高兴。我希望有圣灵里的喜乐。
And Lord, I'm in your kingdom, and in your kingdom, it's a kingdom of joy, and it's fullness of joy, and it's complete joy.
主啊，我在你的国度里面，而你的国度是一个喜乐的国度，是一个充满喜乐满足的国度。
And Lord, I'd like to come, and I'd like to just give myself to you, and open my heart to you, and ask you to fill me with your joy.
所以我现在要到你的面前来，我把我自己献给你，把我的心向你敞开，求你把喜乐充满在我心里。
This is not rocket science, and it's not something that I can manufacture, nor can you.
这不是我们自己可以制造出来的。
The only thing we can do is say, Lord, here I am.
唯一我们可以做的就是说，主啊，我在这里。
I may have messed up, and I may be barren, and I may feel like a widow, but Lord, I want to enlarge my tent, and I want to sing anyway, and I want to rejoice in you.
或许我做 过去做了许多的错事，如今我好像不能生养像一个寡居的
Lord,
主啊，但是我要喜乐。
I'm just going to come and stand or kneel here at the front, and I'm just going to give myself and open my heart and say, "Help me, Lord, I need you."
希望弟兄姐妹可以就到前面来，我们就在神面前跪下来，把心向他敞开。
No weapon formed against you shall prosper.
没有一个武器是要来攻击你的可以成功。
It needn't prosper. Don't let it prosper.
他不需要成功，而且他必不成功。
Lord, by His blood and through the cross and the power of His Spirit, has already marked it.
借着圣灵，还有宝血，还有十字架，耶稣已经在那些武器上盖了一个印记。
So let our songs abound.
所以让我们的喜乐充满。
Let every tear be dry.
让我们的擦干我们的眼泪。
We're going home.
因为我们在回家的路上。
We're going to see Jesus one day, maybe soon.
我们很快就要看见我们的主耶稣。
Until that time, it's joy unspeakable and it's full of glory.
在这之前，在这个一路上，我们要有满有荣光、说不出来的大喜乐。
And if anyone wants to, as we sing that last verse one more time, come as we sing, and let's give ourselves to the Lord. Then let our souls come out and every tear be dried.
Beautiful, beautiful sound.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, dear Lord. Lord, you know every one of our needs. You know our hearts. You know our desires. We pray, Lord, that you'll meet everyone at this altar tonight.
主啊，我们祷告你要遇见每一位，你要满足每一个人的需求。
Lord, restore unto souls the joy of salvation.
是的，我们要为我们的喜乐而歌唱。
Lord, work in us a spirit of rejoicing in our own hearts and our own souls.
主啊，充满我们里面喜乐的灵。
Lord, we're not looking back, we're looking ahead, we're looking forward.
主啊，我们不再向后看，我们要向前看。
Lord, we believe that you have much in store for us.
我们相信你为我们所预备的是美好的。
You want to bless your people.
主啊，祝福你的百姓。
You want to work in us and through us.
借着我们，而且借着我们。
So Lord, we just bow before you and give ourselves to you and ask for your Spirit to help us tonight.
主啊，我们现在来到你的面前，把我们的自己给你。主啊，圣灵啊，帮助我们。
Oh Jesus, when you came, there was an announcement that there was great joy that will be to all people.
主啊，当你来的时候，主啊，天使就说，你的百姓中有大喜乐。
Because our Savior has come.
因为我们的救主已经来到。
Thank you for your joy.
主啊，感谢你，谢谢你
赐给我们的喜乐。Thank you that you shed abroad your joy in our heart by your Holy Spirit.
因为你借着圣灵把喜乐充满在我们心里。
We pray, Lord, as we open our hearts, that you'll come and you'll fill us with your great joy.
主啊，当我们向你心敞开的时候，你要把你的喜乐充满在我们心里。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. 谢谢主，谢谢。
Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus.Oh, we worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If there are any that pray with these that are here, don't hesitate. But come, let's join our faith together and believe the Lord to work. Hallelujah.